Here we bring in assistant coach Brian Gentry. The Beavers winning at 42-14. Well, congratulations, coach. Another victory, a 3-0 start to the season. Kind of rather bizarre game, just all the different things we've seen. A lot of negative yardage, a lot of sacks for the Scott City defense tonight, and good rushing for Scott City on the offense.
Yeah, you know, with the defense, had a couple of guys change up some defensive schemes right there, and, you know, had Kevin and Kevin Lozano, Kevin Aguilera, you know, got in there with their speed and were able to really disrupt some plays for Goodland right there. So they did a great job stepping up, you know, into a new role that they're not really used to. So good things out of those guys. You know, the offensive attack was you know, fairly balanced. Had a couple of rough plays there at the beginning of it, but you know, got back to what we're, you know, what we do best with Cooper and Wyatt back there.
Absolutely, and they had some big yardage. Cooper over 150 yards with two touchdowns. Kropp got close to the century mark tonight with two touchdowns as well. And Bo struggled early in the passing game but settled down and threw some pretty good passes in the final three quarters when he completed them.
Yeah, you know, when Bo sits back there and he's able to set his feet, he can throw the ball pretty well. Every once in a while he gets a little bit you know, anxious, I think, to release the ball and you know, hit a receiver quick when he doesn't have to. But, yeah, the last three quarters right there, he did settle in, and he was able to find some guys wide open. And, you know, threw a great ball to Drake down Goodland sideline right there for a 60-yard gain, I think. And, you know, really showed some poise in the second half and played well.
Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here postgame. Scott City winning it here tonight 42-14. And the defense, you know, the first team defense, you know, what a game. And, you know, how about that play for Kevin Lozano, who hasn't played much varsity defense all year, comes in there, steps in the passing lane and a pick six.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. He did a great job right there. He made a great read and was able to kind of jump it right there and, you know, get the pick six. But, you know, those are some things that, you know, him and Kevin Aguilera can do, you know, with their speed and their abilities to make plays. You know, not always probably technically sound, I guess, but, you know, they make up for it with their, you know, their effort. They're always going 100 miles an hour and they give you everything they got. So that was good to see.
All right. Well, the victory for Scott City, a win here, 42-14, to go to 3-0 and 2-0 in league play, and a big showdown next week with the Holcomb Longhorns. Just went final. Ulysses winning that game 34-20, and just didn't know how that game would turn out. But Holcomb, they're going to be 2-1 and going to be on a one-game losing streak coming in. But, you know, they're going to give a pretty big effort against Scott City next week.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think they have pretty high expectations over there, as do we and Ulysses as well. You know, so I'm sure they'll be hungry, you know, waiting for us to come in there and ready to, you know, try to get a win. But our guys are, you know, they're already focused. I don't think they'll let this, you know, they'll celebrate this win too much. You know, they know what's at stake, you know, next week. And, you know, I'm looking forward to our guys having a great week of practice, you know, really focusing in on their keys and doing their job. And, you know, it should be an exciting game. So hopefully everybody get out there and watch the game.
Absolutely. Well, a 3-0 start to the season, and the middle third of the schedule is going to be pretty interesting, and it starts at Holcomb next Friday night. Coach, once again, thanks for joining us here post-game, and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. You too.